it seems that we every now and then will face circumstances that we can't seem to solve.
我们也能够感觉到，就是有时候呢，我们每个人都会面临一些困境，我们感觉呢，我们自己不能解决这个困境。
Have you ever been facing a problem in your life that you could not fix?
你曾经有没有经历过呢？在你的生活当中，有些问题你没有办法去解决。
Or issues in your life that you searched far and wide, but you just can't find the solution to it.
或者呢，在你的生活当中呢，有一些境况，你一直在寻找解决的方式，但是你没有办法解寻找到。
I was thinking about my daughter when I was praying over these things last night, and I asked her if I could use her as an example.
我昨天晚上在为今天这个正道祷告的时候呢，我就想到了我的女儿，我也有我的得到了我女儿的允许在分享她的。
Because Abby, when she was young,
我的女儿 Abby 在她年纪还小的时候
，Her first language was Chinese.
她的第一语言是中文。
But she had this English phrase.
但是呢，她也会讲一点短小的英文句子。
And she would say, "Broken."
她会说破了。
Fix it.
修理好。
Broken.
破了。
Fix it.
修理好。
And so every time she was encountering a problem,
所以每次她遇上任何的问题
she would look at mom and dad and say, "Broken, fix it."
她会看着她的爸爸妈妈说破了修好它。
When the doll that she was playing with and the eye began to, the stitching began to come off,
当她在玩她的玩具娃娃的时候娃娃的眼睛掉下来的时候
she would say, "Broken, fix it."
他会说破了修理修好它。
If she was going to sleep and her blankie fell to the ground,
如果她睡觉的时候她的床被单掉下来的时候
she would look at me and say, "Broken, fix it."
她会看着我说破了修好它。
And so any time something was happening in her life, that needed to be made right, she would say, "Broken, fix it."
所以任何时候她如果有任何的问题她都会说她遇上任何的问题的时候她就会说破了修好它。
Because somehow she knew that every time that she encountered a difficulty, she said that phrase, and her lovingparents would somehow be able to resolve her issue.
因为他知道任何时候他遇上任何困难的时候他的父母亲他的爸爸妈妈都会帮他解决掉。
But as she started growing up,
但是当他慢慢成长的时候
she no longer used that phrase.
他不再说这样的话了。
Perhaps she started to recognize the truth of life.
或许呢是他也开始认识到了生活的真实面目。
That there are too many things in her life that are broken that her parents cannot fix.
这个事实就是在我们的生活当中有很多的事情有很多破碎的事情父母是没有办法去修理好的。
That in this world that there are too many things broken.
在这个世界上有太多的事情是破碎的
that cannot completely be fixed
并且是不能完全被修理好的
and I think that we all have faced the reality that there are things in our life
我知道我们呢也就我们每个人都面对就是面临过我们生活当中的一些事实
things that we face within our family
我们家庭所面临的问题
relationships with people
和人与人之间的关系
our own personality issues
我们自己个性上的问题
things in the world around us
这个世界在我们周遭世界上的问题
that in all reality cannot be completely fixed
那这个事实就是这些所有的一切问题是不能被完全的解决的
In some circumstance or another,
在某些境况之中
we all have problems that we cannot truly have fixed.
我们也知道我们有些问题呢是不能被完完全全的修复好的。
that even for us as believers,
甚至对我们信徒来说,
we know that from God's word,
我们知道从神的话语当中我们知道,
that because of sin,
因为罪,
we live today in a, what's called a fallen world.
我们今天所生活的世界是一个,一个堕落的世界。
That sin has not just broken the relationship between humankind and God.
罪呢不仅仅是破坏了我们人类和神之间的关系。
But sin has devastated all of everything that God has created.
罪呢也其实啊破坏了所有神创造的一切。
So when we see death,
所以当我们看到死亡
and corruption,
腐败
and we see sickness,
我们看到疾病
and sorrow,
我们看到痛苦
and we see injustice,
我们看到不正义
and these things never seem to ever go away.
这些所有的一切呢看上去永远都不会消失
They never stop happening.
他们一直在发生
I think it's all too obvious that we know that sin has had an effect on all of creation.
我相信我们大家也看到罪其实对所有的一切的创造都有影响
So even as we look back on this year 2020
当我们回顾今年2020年这一年
As Christians,
作为一名基督徒
we should be reminded
我们呢应该被提醒
that sin and the enemy of God
这个罪神的敌人
and sin, right?
罪 yeah.
has had an effect on not just this past year, but we've been seeing this go on since the beginning of the fall.
我们看到最不仅仅影响到我们今年2020年我们也看到自从人类犯罪以后这罪一直在影响着我们
And that even though all of us as Christians has been rescued out of the darkness into light
虽然我们很多基督徒已经从黑暗当中被拯救到了光明之中
we still live physically in this fallen world
但是我们呢仍旧身处在这个罪恶的世界当中
and so as Christians
所以作为基督徒
we might even have this question
我们或许也有这样的问题
what is God's plan
那神的计划是什么呢
does God have an answer
神有一个答案吗?
Does God have an answer to all of the world's problems?
那神对这个世界上所有的问题有答案吗?
Is God going to reveal to us an answer that will fix all of the evils that we face in this world?
那神会向我们显示所有的答案,神会修复好所有的我们所面临的所有的问题吗?
And so today,
所以今天
I really think it would be helpful if we all knew definitively that yes, God has an answer.
所以今天我知道如果我们大家都非常的确定的知道神是有答案的这对我们帮助非常大
That God already has an ending.
神已经有一个结尾
an ending to the story
神对这个故事已经是有一个结尾
的 you see this Bible that we preach and teach and read
我们有没有看到这本我们所学习的我们所教导的这本圣经
let's not forget that it is one story from cover to cover
希望大家不要忘记这本圣经从头到尾就是一个故事
In the story, you have to know the beginning.
在这个故事当中，你一定需要知道这个故事的开始。
And you have to know what goes on in the middle.
我们也需要知道中间的具体的细节是什么。
And then I think for a lot of us Christians, and even the problem with a lot of us preachers, we stay right here, this part right here.
那对我们很多基督徒，甚至我们的那个我们的牧师讲道者有时候呢我们也有个问题就是我们偏向于停留在这个圣经的中间
We cover all this part here and then we stay stuck right here and we actually never preach and teach and study these final pages, the end of the story.
我们往往停留在快结束的地方, 但是呢, 却没有真正的去, 去学习, 去, 去研究最后的结尾。
And so if we get stuck like right here, we will often forget that God has an answer, that God has an ending right here.
如果我们停留在中间的话, 通常我们就会忘记神其实是有一个给我们有一个结尾的。
And so today,
所以今天,
as we end this very challenging year,
我们当我们快结束这一个挑战的这一年,
God has put it on my heart,
神对我把这一点放在我的内心,
that we would remember that God has an answer.
希望我们能够知道，我们能够记得，神是对我们是有一个答案的。
And that there is an ending to this story that we live in.
这个我们所熟悉的这个故事是有一个结尾的。
So if you would with me grab your Bibles, we're going to be looking at the last book, the ending of the story.
请大家翻开圣经到最后。
We're going to be turning to the book of Revelation.
我们翻到启示录。
And if you notice, it is the revelation given to John.
我们大家知道这本启示录是启示给约翰。
Right, in fact, the very first verse of Revelation tells us this is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
就像启示录一开始就说耶稣基督的启示。
And God gave him this to show his servants the things that must soon take place.
就是神赐给他，叫他将必要快成的事，只是给他的众仆。
In other words,
用另外一句话说,
the very first verse of this ending book says,
这本结束的章节的第一句话就说,
this is going to be the ending of the story.
这就是这个故事的结尾。
These are the things that are going to happen.
这就是这些将要发生的事情。
And so from chapter 4 and chapter 5,
所以从第四章和第四章,
what happens is that God brings John into the throne room of heaven.
在第四、第五章里面, 神把约翰带到了天上的,
so that he can show John the ending.
所以呢,他可以把这个故事的结尾呢,显示给约翰看。
So that he can show to John, yes, I have an answer.
他可以告诉约翰,我有答案。
And so we're going to be looking in chapter 5 this morning.
那今天早上我们会来研究第五章。
So turn to chapter 5.
让我们一起翻开到启示录第五章。
And let's just ask the Lord to help us this morning.
我们也请求神能够帮助我们。
Father, we ask that we be reminded this morning of who you are.
神啊, 今天早上我们请求你也提醒我们要记得你是谁。
And that in the chaos of this and the turmoil of this last year,
在这一年,在过去的这一混乱的这一年里面,
we would be reminded, Lord, that you are still sitting on your throne.
我们呢能够被提醒神啊，你是仍旧坐在你的宝座前，宝座上。
Lord, we, even as Christians, as children of God, we don't often understand that we put our hope in the wrong things.
神啊，作为基督徒，作为您的子女，我们有时候呢，没有完完全全的明白，我们有时候会把我们的希望呢放在不正确的地方上。We
confuse what hope is.
我们有时候呢，对希望呢比较模糊。We
might even just hope that 2021 will be better than this year.
有时候呢，我们会仅仅的希望，就是2021年呢能够比今年好一些。But
Lord, that is not the Christian's hope.
但是呢，神啊，我们知道这不是基督徒的希望。
Lord, would you show us through your word where we might place our hope?
神啊，我们请求你通过你的话语，我们呢可以知道我们应该把我们的希望放在哪里。
And even as we feel the pain and seeing the devastating effects of sin upon our world, Lord, that we would know that you have an answer.
虽然我们也目睹，我们也看到，就是罪恶所带来的对我们这个整个世界的影响，但是希望呢？你能够让我们看清楚我们的希望应该放在哪里。
We pray and ask this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Chapter 5, verse 1.
第五章第一节。
This is John. Then I saw in the right hand of God. Okay, that's him. John saying this. Then I saw in the right hand of him.Who was seated on the throne, a scroll written within and on the back, sealed with seven seals.
那第五章第一节，约翰说，我看见坐宝座的右手中有书卷，里外都写着字，用七印封严了。
There is a scroll in the hand of God who is seated on the throne.
在神的右手上有一个书卷。
And what is this scroll?
这个书卷是什么呢?
This scroll is the great ending of God.
那这个书卷就是神的伟大的结尾。
This is the ending to the story.
这就是对这个故事的结尾。
This is God's final written ending to the story.
这就是神所写的最终的故事的最终的结尾。
In ancient days, they were very familiar with the concept of scrolls and seals.
那在古代的人呢，对这个书卷和这个封印是非常熟悉的。
In fact, all important documents were written on a scroll with seals.
在古代的时候呢，所有的文件呢都写在这个书卷上并封起来。
If a father, for instance, had a final will for his family,
如果一位父亲呢，对他的家庭呢，有一个最后的一个愿望
，to declare his inheritance or to declare his final wishes to his family，
要宣布他最终的最后的遗嘱或者最后的一个愿望。
It would have been detailed on a scroll like this.
那这呢就像这样就这个这一切呢就会被写详详细细的写在这个书卷上。
And the Romans, they would take this scroll and roll it up and use wax to seal it and then use the signet ring of the father to imprint that wax seal.
那罗马人呢就会把这书卷呢卷起来然后用蜡封上并且用父亲的图章刻上。
So it would be rolled up and wax and sealed, and rolled up and wax and sealed.
所以呢这个书卷呢会被卷起来一段然后用蜡呢封上然后再卷上再封上。
And this would be done seven times.
那这样一直要卷和封上七次。
So this scroll that's in the hand of God.
所以在神手上的这个书卷。
This is God's final will.
这就是神的最后的愿望。
It's God's final written ending to the story of all human history.
那这就是神对人类历史的最终的一个详细的结尾。
And then from chapter 6 all the way to the end of Revelation.
那从第六章到启示录的最后。
You will see that this is the end of the story.
你就可以看到这就是这个故事的结尾。
What's the ending?
那这个结尾是什么呢?
In the most simplest way,
那用最简单的方式。
Number one, God is going to judge all of the wickedness that has ever existed.
那第一点就是神将要审判所有一切的罪恶。
God is going to execute judgment.
神将要执行他的审判。
And he is going to get rid of all that is evil.
他将要消灭一切的罪恶。
Gone.
一切的罪恶消灭。
It's going to be gone.
将会消除。
All that is evil, he is going to judge it, and he is going to get rid of it.
所有的一切罪恶他都会审判并且消除。
So that anyone without the righteousness of Christ,
所以任何人没有没有主耶稣的正义。
Anyone without the righteousness of Christ that comes by faith in Christ,
任何人没有通过信心而得到神的主耶稣的正义的。
Will be judged and then will be ridden of.
将会被审判并且被消除。
Gone.
一切都消除。
All evil gone.
所有的罪恶将会被消除。
And then, that's not it. Number two,
第二点,
God is going to rebuild the universe.
第二,然后呢,神就会重新建造这个宇宙。
In scripture, it's called a new heaven and a new earth.
在圣经上呢是叫新天和新地。
And all of those who have the righteousness of Christ by faith,
那所有的通过信心而得到主耶稣成为义的人
is going to receive our new eternal bodies.
将会接收一个新的永生的身体。
So you got to think of what the universe was like before sin entered the picture.
那我们可以想象一下，在罪恶来到人类之前的这个宇宙。
That the end of the story is God bringing us back to that type of universe before sin ever came in.
那这个故事的结尾就是神会把我们带到那个在最进入我们世界之前的这个宇宙。
I mean, it is amazing.
如果你能这样想象的话，肯定是非常奇妙的。
In our family, we are not allowed to use the word amazing to describe anything on the world unless it's associated with the works of God.
在我家里呢，我们呢不允许用这个奇妙这个字来描述任何其他的事物，除非是来描述神的。
But what God has planned,
但是神所计划的
is amazing.
神所计划的是非常的奇
妙。God has an amazing ending for all of us who are His.
神对他的子民呢有一个非常奇妙的计划。
And so all of these details are written in this scroll that's sealed seven times.
所有这一切的细节呢都记录在这个书卷上面并且用七印封。
That all of the goodness of God will triumph over evil.
那所有神的一切美善呢都会战胜罪恶。
All of it, it's written in the scroll right here in the hand of God.
所有的一切呢都记录在这个书卷当中就在神就是神手上神手上所拿的书卷。
It says,
在第二节里说
And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming with a loud voice.
我又看见一位大力的天使大声宣传说
Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?
有谁配展开那书卷揭开那七印呢
I'll say that again. He asked the question, who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?
我要再说一遍他问有谁配展开那书卷揭开那七印呢
And verse 3 says,
第三节说,
and no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look into it.
在天上地上地底下没有能展开能观看那书卷的。
So here's John.
约翰站在这里。
And he's been brought into the throne room of heaven.
他被带到了天上。
To see all of these things.
观看这一切。
And he sees all these great beings around God that are worshiping God.
他看到了所有的这些大人物都围绕着神在赞敬拜神。
He sees the scroll that is in God's hands.
他看到神手上的书卷。
It's God's final will.
这是神的最后的一个愿望。
And then out of nowhere,
不知道从哪里
，a mighty angel,
一位大天使
says out in a loud voice.
用大声的宣传
Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?
有谁配展开那书卷揭开那七印呢
In other words,
那用另外一句话说
Who is able to start the sequence of God's final will?
那谁能够开展开就是展开神的最后的一个愿望呢
Who is able to kick off God's great ending?
那谁能够打开神的最大最后的愿望呢
？And then after this angel asks this question,
那当这位大这位天使问了这个问题之后
，It's dead silence,
就像死一样的寂静。
It's dead silence,
死一样的寂静。
This mighty angel has given a challenge to all of humanity.
那这位大天使呢，给了我们人类一个非常大的挑战。
Who of all of God's creation is fit to rule the universe?
在神所有的创造当中，谁能够做这件事呢
？Who in all of God's creation has the authority to take the scroll, break the seals, and kick off God's ending?
在神所有的创造当中，谁能够有这个权柄来打开这个神的最大最后的愿望呢
？Who is capable of bringing the solution to all of the world's problems？
谁能够有能力来解决这个世界上所有的问题呢
？Who's strong enough？
谁有这个能力呢
？Who's smart enough？
谁是足够的聪明呢
？Who's good enough？
谁是足够的好呢
？Who's capable enough？
谁是足够的有能力呢
？Who is worthy？
谁是配得的
？This was a question for everything created by God。
这个问题呢，是对所有一切被神创造的人问的。
And it's dead silent。
但是呢，是非常的安静。
No one was able。
没有人能够。
Brothers and sisters, have you faced a problem in your life?
那弟兄姐妹们，在你的生活当中，你有没有面临过这样的问题呢
？A type of brokenness.
那一种破碎。
That you know deep, deep down that it is so affected by sin.
在你的内心深处，你知道这个问题呢，其实是被罪影响的。
You wish that there was a final resolution to this.
你也希望就是对这个问题呢，有一个最终的一个解决的方式。
And you know that no one is able to bring a final resolution to this.
但是你也知道，没有人能够最终解决这个问题。
Is anyone able?
那有任何人能有这个能力吗
？Is anyone worthy?
有任何人配得吗
？And no one steps forward.
但是没有人能够。
In all of human history,
在人类的历史当中
，In all of the problems that we face throughout all of history,
我们在历史上所有的一切问题
，No one has been able,
没有人能够
to solve the world's problems,
没有人能够解决世界上的问题。
Many have tried.
很多人试图过
，But none has succeeded.
但是没有人，任何人成功过。
Even as John himself stands in the throne room of heaven,
甚至让约翰自己站在天上这个宝座前。
I mean, if John's looking around, these are the most mighty beings of all creation.
当约翰看看周围，都是周围站的所有的都是非常就是神非常有能力的神所创造的。
These are the greatest creations of God's creation.
这些是神所创造的最伟大的。
And even the mighty angel asked this question.
甚至这个大天使都问这样的问题。
And no one.
但是没有人。
Is capable.
没有人有这个能力。
And no one is worthy.
没有人配得。
To take this scroll and open it.
没有人配得。 把这个书卷打开。
No one can start to put into effect God's ending.
没有人能够打开这个没有人打开神的结尾。
No one is able to end this evil that will keep going on.
没有人能够结束这个罪恶。
How would you feel standing there?
如果是你站在那边的话，你的感觉如何？
If you know that there should be a good ending to all of this misery,
如果你知道对这一切的痛苦应该有一个好的结尾，
And yet no one is able to put the final answer into place.
但是没有人能够把这个最后的答案打开。
How would you feel?
那你是如感觉如何呢？
This is how John felt.
这是约翰是这样感是
in,
就是这样感觉的。
In verse 4.
在第四章第四节说。
He says, and I began to weep loudly.Because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or look into it.
约翰说，因为没有配展开配观看那书卷的，我就大哭。
John begins to weep.
约翰开始大哭。
And not just weep, he starts to weep loudly.
他不仅仅是说哭，而且是大声的哭。
Christians over the years have said that John is weeping the tears of all mankind since Adam and Eve.
那很多基督徒都说，约翰这个哭是把所有的从亚当夏娃开始的所有的基督徒的眼泪都哭出来了。
And John is especially weeping the tears of all of the Christians.
约翰特别的是哭出了那些基督徒的眼泪。
Because Christians truly see the effects of sin in the world.
因为基督徒呢，真真实实的看到了罪恶对世界的影响。
Christians know that the enemy of God is called the prince of the air and ruling in the world right now.
因为基督徒知道，神的敌人呢，正在统治着这个世界。
John is weeping the tears of all of us.
约翰呢，把我们所有的人的眼泪都哭出来了。
Do you know that this world is broken?
你知道这个世界是破碎的吗？
Christians do.
基督徒知道。
John knew.
约翰也知道。
He knew that the churches at his time were falling apart at the seams.
约翰知道他那时候他的教会就是支离破碎的。
John knew that Christians were being persecuted and the church was growing weary.
约翰也知道那时候基督徒是被压迫的，并且是在是痛苦的生活着。
How could there be no one?
为什么没有人呢？
Is there no one who is worthy?
没有人是配得的。
Because if no one is worthy to open the scroll,
因为如果没有人配得去打开书卷，
evil will go on forever.
那罪恶就会永远的存在。
The effects of sin will just keep.Devastating the world.
那罪就会继续破坏这个世界。
And so he weeps the tears of all mankind.
所以他哭出了整个人类的眼泪。
Romans 8:22.
罗马书八章二十二节。
Says that, for we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now.
罗马书八章二十二节说，我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦直到如今。
It's not just John who is weeping.
不仅仅是约翰在哭。
It's all of creation that is weeping.
所有的一切受造之物都在大哭。
Who is able?
谁能够呢？
Who is worthy?
谁配得？
And in the midst of John's weeping,
在约翰大哭的时候，
someone stops him.
有人和约翰说
，and says there is one.
有人和约翰说有人。
Verse 5.
第五节说
，and one of the elders said to me.
长老中有一位对我说
，weep no more.
不要哭。
Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered, so that he can open the scroll.And break the seven seals.
看那犹大支派中的狮子大卫的根，他已得胜，能以展开那书卷，揭开那七印。
Because there is one.
因为有一位。
There is one who is worthy.
有一位是配得的。
There is one who is able to rule the universe.
有一位是能够统治这个宇宙的。
There is only one.Who is capable of bringing God's solution to all of the brokenness of this universe.
只有一位有能力把用神的方式来解决这个宇宙当中的一切问题。
And he says, it's the Lion of Judah.
他说就是这位犹大支派中的狮子。
He can open the scrolls and break the seals.
他能够打开书卷。
See, John is very familiar with this phrase.
那这几句话对约翰来说呢，他是非常熟悉的。
The Old Testament is loaded with this phrase, the Lion of the tribe of Judah.
在旧约当中呢，犹大支派中的狮子呢，提到过很多次。
Because it speaks of the Messiah.
因为它是指弥赛亚。
And it doesn't seem to matter what part of the world you are from.
但是呢，不管呢，你从世界上的哪个地方来。
Everyone knows what a lion symbolizes.
每个人都知道狮子代表的是什么。
A lion symbolizes strength.
狮子代表力量。
A lion symbolizes ferocity.
狮子代表凶猛。
Might.
勇气。
Majesty.
雄伟。
This is kingship.
狮子代表王者。
This is courage.
这是狮子代表勇气。
This is power.
狮子代表权柄。
And so John starts looking around.
所以呢约翰就开始向周围观看。
Where's the lion? Man, I gotta find the lion.
那狮子在哪里呢我要找到这头狮子。
Where's the lion of Judah?
那这个犹大支派中的狮子在哪里
？And verse 6 says this.
第六节说。
And between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders, I saw a lamb standing, as though it had been slain, with seven horns and with seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth, and he.Went and took the scroll from the right hand of God.
第六节，我又看见宝座与四活物并长老之中有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的，有七角七眼，就是神的七灵，奉差遣往普天下去。这羔羊前来，他从宝座的右手里拿了书卷。
John's looking around for the lion.
那约翰呢在寻找狮子
But he doesn't find a lion.
但是他没有找到狮子
Instead he finds a lamb.
但是呢他却找到了一个羔羊
I wonder if the lamb was there the whole time, but John didn't see it.
我觉得其实这个羔羊其实一直就应该在那里的只不过约翰没有看到而已
Because the thing about lambs is that they're not special.
因为羔羊呢并不是那么特别
They're not majestic
他们呢也不看上去也不雄伟
They're not strong
他们看上去也不强大
In fact, lambs are meek
相反呢羊呢羔羊呢看上去确实比较柔和
Lambs are lowly
比较低微
They are the humble creatures
他们是那些谦卑的生物
Lambs are easy to miss.
所以呢，羔羊是很容易被忽视的。
Isn't this one of the most amazing attributes of our Lord Jesus?
那这是不是就是我们主耶稣基督最奇妙的一个特性之一呢
？That he is both perfectly the lion and the lamb.
他既是狮子又是羔羊。
He is majestic and strong, full of all power.
他是雄伟强大的，充满了权柄。
And he is also gentle and meek.
但同时呢，他又是如此的柔和。
And it was this Jesus, the Lamb that was slain, who went and took the scroll from the right hand of God.
就是这位耶稣，这位羔羊曾经被杀过的，他从宝座的右手里拿了书卷。
Who is worthy to open God's ending for all human history?
那谁是配得打开神对人类历史的一个的结尾呢？
Who is the one who is capable and worthy to put an end to all of the evil that has plagued human history and all of creation since Adam and Eve?
那谁能够并且是配得把自从亚当和夏娃开始的所有的这一切罪恶来结束这一切罪恶呢？
It's Jesus.
这就是耶稣。
And verse 8 says that when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders, what do? They fell down before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints.
第八节，他既拿了书卷，四活物和24位长老就伏伏在羔羊面前，各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉，这香就是众圣徒的祷告。
You know what happened when they saw Jesus take the scroll?
那你知道当他们看到耶稣拿了书卷之后，
When they saw that Jesus alone is worthy to bring an end to all of the world's wickedness,
当他们看到耶稣仅仅耶稣一位就能够结束这世界上一切的罪恶的时候，
to bring an end to all of the world's pain,
能够结束这世界上一切痛苦，
to bring God's good ending and to finally just banish all evil from the universe, including Satan and all of his forces,
并且把整个宇宙上的罪恶包括撒旦和他的撒旦的力量能够全部的消除。
What was their response?
那他们的反应是什么？
They fell down before the Lamb in worship.
他们伏伏在羔羊面前，并且敬拜这位羔羊。
It says that they each held a harp.
这里说他们每个人都拿着琴。
The harp is a symbol of praise.
那这个琴就是代表赞美。
It's a symbol of outward sounding praise.
这个琴就是代表我们要大声高唱，大声说出来的赞美。
And they held these golden bowls of incense.
他们拿着这个盛满了香的金炉。
These golden bowls that gave off a sweet aroma. It was fragrant to God.
那这个金炉里面的香呢，是献给神的这个金香。
Do you know what that fragrant aroma was?
那你知道这个香气是什么吗？
It says it.
这里是这样说的。
It says, this was the prayers of all the saints.
那这里说这个香就是众圣徒的祈祷。
Do you know that every time you pray, it's being collected in this bowl?
你知道吗？每次你祷告的时候，这个祷告呢，其实就被收集在这个金炉里。
Do you know that even when we pray, like I love when our live stream team prays together before we begin our worship, all those prayers are being collected in this golden bowl that is being filled, and it is so fragrant to God.
那我们每次在我们直播之前呢，我们都会聚在一起祷告。我们所有的这一切祷告呢，都是被收集在这个金炉里面献给神的。
And this is the kind of smell that God loves.
这就是神所喜爱的这个香气。
Do you see this response?
你有没有看到这个反应呢？
The response to knowing that Jesus is worthy.
我们看到了这个反应，就是知道耶稣基督是配得的。
They physically fell down, so there's a physical expression.
那我们看到他们有身体上就是身体语言的表达就是他们匍匐在羔羊面前。
And there's praise and there's prayer.
然后有赞美并且有祷告。
The proper response to knowing that Jesus is worthy and bringing the ending of God is a physical response.
那这就是我们知道神是耶稣就是这位能够打开这个神的结尾的这个羔羊的时候，我们的反应就是我们要有身体语言上的反应。
And that response is praise and prayer.
然后我们又有赞美并且有祷告。
Oh, brothers and sisters, this is Pastor James and I, we've been trying to lead our church on this journey for years now, that we would be a people of praise and prayer.
弟兄姐妹们就我James 长老和我两个人就是好几年都希望能够带领我们教会成为一个赞美和祷告的教会。
Because that is the only response.That we should give to knowing that Jesus is worthy.
因为这是唯一我们能够给耶稣基督这位配得的反应。
And to know that this is actually pleasing to God.
我们也知道这其实是非常喜悦使神喜悦的。
I want you to listen to their song. Let's just look at verse 9. Because it says, after they fell, they sang a New song.
第九节说，他们匍匐在羔羊面前，他们就唱新歌。
They didn't sing an old song.
他们没有唱旧歌。
It didn't say that there's anything wrong with old songs.
没有说旧歌有什么不对。
But they sang a new song.
但是他们唱了新歌。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 9. And they sang a new song, saying,Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation.
第九节说，他们唱新歌，你配拿书卷，配揭开七印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神。
And you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth.
又叫他们成为国民，做祭司。归于神，在地上执掌王权。
Their song began by saying that Jesus is worthy.
这首歌的开始就是耶稣是配得的。
Jesus is worthy to take the scroll and open its seals.
耶稣是配得拿书卷并揭开七印的。
Oh, this is amazing, isn't it?
这是非常奇妙的，是不是？
The world is so used to calculating worth in a certain way.
那我们世界上呢，总是要计算这个配不配得呢，有一定的方式来计算它。
And it's true, I mean, this is Jesus, this is God, I mean, he has intrinsic worth.
我们知道这位是耶稣，这位是神，他是在本质上是配得的。
Yet it says here that he is worthy to bring in God's good ending.
但是在这里说他是配得打开神的结尾的。
Because what?
因为什么呢?
Because he was slain.
因为他曾被杀。
Because his blood purchased people.
因为他用他的血买了人。
He's worthy.
他是值得的。
Why?
因为什么?
Not because of how great he is.
并不是说他是多么的伟大。
But because he laid his life down.
因为他用他的生命。
He's worthy.
他是值得的。
Why?
为什么?
Because he purchased us when we were slaves to sin.
因为他在我们还是成为罪的奴隶的时候就买了我们。
We were cursed to be slaves of sin.
我们曾经是被罪所主。
We were cursed to be owned by the enemy of God.
我们曾经被诅咒是要让神的敌人拥有的。
So we were supposed to be the ones who are going to be crushed by God's judgment.
我们其实本来应该是在神的罪审判下被定罪的。
We were supposed to be slaves of wickedness.
我们本来是是应该成为罪恶的奴隶的。
And you and I were supposed to be the ones banished forever from God's new creation.
你和我一起本来是会被永远的消灭的。
But God, He was willing to send His Son to lay His life down.
但是呢，神却愿意派遣他的儿子。He bought
us while we were on the slave trade block.
用他的生命在我们还是罪的奴隶的时候就买了我们。
You know what? That's only halfway.
但是呢，这只是一半。
That's only halfway.
这仅仅是一半。
Because what does verse 10 say?
那第十节说什么？
Verse 10 says, "And you have made them." A kingdom and priests to our God to reign forever.
第十节说，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司，归于神，在地上执掌王权。
So he's saying that he's not only saved us from being slaves to be freed, but he made us into kings and priests.
所以呢，他不仅仅是说把我们从罪恶里拯救出来。但是呢，并且呢，让我们成为王，成为祭司。
I mean, it's one thing to be a people set free, a people who are ransomed.
那当就是让人自由赎买人的时候。
But Jesus does nothing halfway.
这只是一半，但是耶稣呢，从来不做一半的事。
Because He made us to be a kingdom.Of kings and priests to reign with him.
他使我们成为国民，做祭司，在地上和他一同掌权。
Can you just think of that for a moment?
那我们能不能来思考一下？
The day where this world will not be ruled by dictators and corrupt politicians, but this world will be ruled by saints, you and me.
那我们来想象一下，如果有某一天，这个世界将不会再被那些独裁者或者腐败的政治家来统治，而且并但是呢，是被圣人，就像你和我来统治的时候。
That's what this means.
那这就是这里所说的意思。
That's why they praise.
这就是为什么他们要赞美。
Worthy are you, Jesus, to take the scroll and open it.
耶稣，你是那位配得的，配得的去打开书卷，并且打开封印。
Because before you come to judge this world,
在你来到这来审判这个世界之前
，you first came,
你先来了一次
，as the lamb,
作为羔羊来到我们中间。
And you did everything you could,
你做了一切你能所做的
，to save them,
为了拯救他们
，before you judge them.
在你审判他们之前
，You know, before we end this year,
那在我们今年快结束的时候
，The Lord put on my heart,
神呢放在了我心里
，That we have to remember,
我们也一定要记得
，Our hope is not just hoping for a better 2021.
我们的希望呢，不仅仅是要要希望下一年比今年好一点。
Our hope is not these little areas of our life that will just get a little bit better.
我们的希望呢，不是说我们生活上的某些方面会好一点。
Our ultimate hope.
那我们最终的希望是
is that Jesus is going to come again.
我们最终的希望就是耶稣再来。
And that Jesus is worthy to open the scroll and kick off God's final ending.
耶稣，我们的希望就是耶稣是配得拿书卷。要打开神的结尾。
What Jesus is going to do is He's going to bring an end to all of evil and sin.
那耶稣能够做的就是他要结束这一切罪恶。
And that everyone who knows this hope,
那每个知道这个希望的人
we are the ones that will be brought into the new creation.
那我们呢就会被带到这个新天新地。
That's why everyone who gets this.
所以每个理解这一点的人
，typically it's the older people who are nearing death.
通常呢是那些 比很老的那些人。
These believers all start saying, Jesus is coming soon.
那通常是那些就是比较年纪大的快要死的人才真正的理解耶稣马上就要来了。
That's what you're looking forward to.
如果那是你所盼望的。
You're not looking for the little answers in the world today, you're looking for Jesus.
你没，那你就没，你就不会寻找这世界上的一些小小的希望，而是要寻找耶稣这位大的希望。
We gotta be a people who see that today.
我们就是这样一群人能够看到这一点的一群人。
No matter how devastating the world gets.
不管这个世界是如何的毁坏。
And even if 2021 gets worse than this year.
甚至2021年比今年还要糟糕的话。
Jesus is the one who is still worthy.
那耶稣仍旧是那位配得的。
He is always worthy.
他一直永远是配得的。
He's always going to be worthy of our praise and our prayer and our adoration and our worship.
他永永远远是配得我们的赞美，我们的崇拜，我们的祷告。
So in the process of this sermon,
所以在准备这个正道的时候
，God led me to this song.
神呢也带领了我
And so I'm going to ask that we do our best to sing this new song together.
所以我请大家呢，尽量和我们一起唱这首新歌。
The Chinese translation, it may not be as singable.
或许中文的那个翻译呢，可能不是很好唱。
But I ask that all of you stand.
但是呢，我请大家所有的人都站起来。
Stand at home.
在家里的人也站起来。
Stand here,
我们在这里的也站起来。
We turn our attention to Jesus.
我们呢把我们的目光聚集在耶稣身上。
Jesus, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals.
耶稣你是那位配拿书卷揭开七印的。
For you, Jesus, were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God.
因为耶稣是你通过你的血来宝血来买了我们。
From every tribe and language and people and nation.
从各族各方各民买了我们。
Lord, and you have made them into a kingdom and priests to our God to reign on the earth.
神啊，你又让我们成为国民，作为祭司来归于你。
Lord, amidst all the brokenness that we see in the world.
神啊，在所有的一切的破碎当中。
Lord, we know that this world is broken and in pain.
我们知道这个世界是破碎的，充满了痛苦。
But you, Jesus, are still worthy.
但是耶稣基督，你仍旧配得。
Because you are the only one worthy to bring in God's final ending to this world.
因为你是仅仅那位配得把神的伟大的结局带到我们当中来的。
Our hope, Jesus, is in you.
我们的希望是在你身上，耶稣。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Amen. Let's stand and sing this final song together.
我们一同站立来唱这首新歌。
The world is broken.
We do.
Do you feel the shadows deepen?
We do.
But do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through?
We do.
Do you wish that you could see it all made new?Thank you. I'm dying to